The gates of the facility opened with a metal hiss. Robert walked out into the heat of the Victorville, California morning. He didn't have a limo now. He had a small bag and a gray bus ticket. He saw a blue car idling quietly by the curb. Minnie stepped out, her face glowing in the light. "You look thin," she said, holding him very close. The food wasn't exactly French, he joked softly. They drove slowly back to Pasadena. "Where are the girls?" Robert asked, watching the cactus and the red hills. "Virginia is at the city hospital," she replied. "Dorothy is teaching, and Shirley is in the studio." "And Barbara?" he asked. Minnie smiled at him. "She is managing all the book sales for us now." They finally pulled into the drive of their modest new life. "We sold the last of the jewels," she said quietly. "The family debt is gone." "Every cent?" he asked. "Every cent," she said. Robert felt the weight of the years finally lift. The prison bars were gone, replaced by the bright sun. They walked inside the small, quiet hallway. The smell of coffee and old books was better than all the gold they lost. "I started a draft," Robert told his wife. "A new series about the virus and protection. The Robin Hood one." He nodded his head fast. "I wrote it in there. It kept me sane, Min." Minnie looked down at her bare, empty fingers. "I don't miss them," she said of the diamond rings. "I like the way my hands feel today," she added. "Useful," Robert said. They sat at the small, clean kitchen table. "The board is gone," Robert said very quietly. "The victims were paid." "The legacy is safe," Minnie replied to him. "Not the money, Robert. The honesty is safe." The phone rang suddenly. It was Dorothy calling. "Is he home?" she asked, her voice full of love. "He is home," Minnie told her daughter with a smile. Robert took the phone with a shaky, calloused hand. "I am here, honey. I am really home now." The long saga had turned. The hard fall was over. The rise was silent and built on the desert dust. The air was finally clear. They were together again. It was finally enough.